Cool. Just trying to get people connected on Twitter to the Fashion Athlete blog. I'm Mr. B-R-I-A-N-G-O-U-L-D, Mr. Brian Gould at Twitter. Shout me out, get connected. Like I said, we're trying to get topics and, you know, things people really want to discuss. There's a lot of people, so that's not going to be a problem. It's just getting them connected. My co-host, Elle.
That's me.
Let them know. It's a pleasure to have you.
Awesome. Thank you. Glad to be here. No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask a little bit more about you. What exactly, you know, do you do in this world?
That's a really good question. I'm just, I guess I'm kind of in transition. Mm-hmm. I've been in transition for the last year or so. I'm a kind of an empty nester, not quite. My husband and I, he still lives here, but he, I imagine, is my son. I think he's 22 already, is what he is. Gosh, makes you feel really old saying it out loud. Anyway, and I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do. I like giving advice. Maybe I give it too often. So I kind of enjoy this Anchor app I've been trying out for a little while, and giving and getting advice as I go along, just talking to different people. It's kind of fun. So I guess that's really the only thing I would really say I'm doing in the world right now. It's just kind of enjoying my time. So
awesome. Yeah. that's definitely hard to follow up, but I mean, that's a gift, being able to deliver that to people and have the heart to want to give. That's awesome. I'm just thankful we have someone like you in the world.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm trying to brainstorm some ideas to get ideas out there about what people really want to hear about, talk about as far as health. Okay. Maybe to give you a little information about me. I'm nobody, right? But like, I went to school. You know, I have a degree in business. So I graduated from business school, and since then, I've been doing education and running my own businesses. And as you know, with running your own business, it's never the same thing every day. It's just every day chaos and getting better at managing it. And that's been my life for about the last decade. And in my newest endeavor is fitness. I'm actually going to be a certified personal trainer. And I might even get, you know, some advanced nutrition certification to go along with that. It's the bona fide what I'm doing here in this world, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get connected to people that, you know, really either have experience that can be beneficial to others, or want to help others find that experience that can be beneficial to them. And, you know, that's it. I don't want to get in the way. I'm not trying to make money on people, you know.
It helps.
I mean, money's awesome, right? But, like, I'm just trying to get the information out there and, you know, be classy, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. That sounds awesome. I do have a little bit of a confession to make. I am on my own little health journey. I guess that's part of just me enjoying my life right now. I just yesterday bought my very first protein whey. I still don't even, we haven't even opened it yet. I'm so afraid of it. So if you're looking for blog ideas, I've definitely got at least one.
I was just about to say, you know, so let's go with that. As far as whey protein, I mean, you have to get a good whey protein, because when you work out, that's literally what you're doing, is tearing down your muscles. And when people feel sore, a lot of that can be minimized, and you can get on with the good pain, you know, because those tears really need to be taken care of. So, I mean, as you go down that fitness journey, you'll find yourself incorporating that protein and changing and strategizing your diet around it and just seeing the results that you'll get from it. I know that myself right now, my thing is keto. So I'm eating a lot of meat, and, keeping the carbs out of my life. And I'm seeing the results. But the problem with keto is that you eventually hit a plateau. So you can lose, you know, 20, 40 pounds, but once you get to the bottom, I don't know, the bottom of the barrel or at the peak of your program, it's just going to stop. You're just not going to get those gains. And I'm enjoying the wave that I'm on right now, and we'll see what's coming next.
Now, if you were to switch, like once you hit that plateau, if you were to switch to some sort of, I'm still new to this stuff, but like this type diet, I don't know how closely related these two are, but would that, would you see your, I guess, your gains reverse, or?
That's a really good question. I don't know if you'd actually see results from that, or if it would even be the negative. Yeah, they are kind of close. With keto, what I'm learning it's about using fats, right? So I was really freaked out at first. And at first, I think my body fat was like 38%. Now I'm at 29%. And I'm trying to get to, you know, 20 and below. But I started eating fat, or at least using fat to burn fat. And I mean, the weight does come off when you do that. You just, it's part of that keto, making sure that you have protein, making sure that you're going and you're doing, you know, your part in the gym. And the way that I'm fueled with this diet is entirely different. I don't know what I'm going to do next, right? But right now, I'm going to the gym 5 days a week, and I'm taking the weekends off now. It took me months to kind of get to that, and it's not like I'm at my peak. It's just kind of something new I'm incorporating. I'm going to see how long I do that, but the keto helps to keep that fuel going and keep your timing right. And again, fats are what our brain uses. Our brains are mostly fat. So as I grow and understand what's going to be best, I mean, I know I can tap into this experience and say that I see some benefits. There's definitely things I'm going to incorporate long term. Certainly.
Wow, that's awesome. I did go to fashionathlete.wordpress.com.
Yeah, awesome.
And I do like your the diet meal plan. I'm checking that out. So that's cool. That's a great start.
So many programs, we got to get it cleaned up and organized. And I'm, you know, always looking for contributors, people that really want to, you know, just get some of their nutritional information or fitness information, maybe even some, you know, lifestyle and other stuff going on too. But I appreciate that. I try to keep information that is practical, you know, stuff that's applicable.
Yeah, we need that. Or I need that. I know I need that. Because that's kind of like I said, I just started. So my husband and I decided that we wanted to lose weight. And he actually, a few years ago, found out that he was susceptible to diabetes. He was right there on the edge. And so they went ahead and put him on a plan. And he's lost a lot of weight. Well, I'm not matching that weight loss. So I see him really close to his goal. Like he's within, I don't know, I'd say about 40 pounds of his goal. And I'm kind of freaking out. Like, so a couple months ago, I started freaking out. I'm like, okay, it's time. Got to get, gotta get this going. I can do this. So I got a trainer. We trained for a little bit. He taught me some exercises, some, I guess, the resistance exercises, because we were using a lot of resistance bands. And I seen some differences. I feel better. I'm doing a lot more walking. I'm getting out there. I'm moving around. But then I also noticed my husband has always, he's loved, his favorite thing to do, like to go out on a date, is to go take me to eat. Don't get me wrong. I like to eat, but I don't like everything to be about eating. And it felt like everything we were doing revolved around going out to eat. So we worked together to figure out how we could change that. And so now we eat more at home, but we're trying, what was the name of that place? There's some, you know, like the new fad is to do fresh type foods and farm to table and, you know, let you know what's in your food now. So we started eating at restaurants like that. And then we started bringing it home and incorporating seeds and different types of nuts into our salads and stuff. So I'm really enjoying that, but I still need more. You know what I mean? It's almost like you get started and you start to crave these newer, better choices. Absolutely. So we're still going. So we just started doing smoothies, and that's why we got the protein. 'Cause now I want to try the protein, but you know, it's kind of hard to find some of this information, like the meal plan that you have right here. Right. So like, what would you put in your chocolate protein shake? Like, would it just be chocolate, or is there a certain kind of chocolate you would recommend?
I'll just talk about something cool you can do with a smoothie. You can put avocado in it. Something that I really want to maybe incorporate a little bit more of. Maybe some avocado and MCT oil, blueberry, chocolate, because you said chocolate. Make sure I get dark chocolate and not milk chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
And yeah, you know, oh man. I've even heard podcasts about that, but like most of the chocolate that we get is like 90% sugar and other stuff. Yeah. It's not, you know, concentrated like or true dark chocolate. And there's people that go out and they're like sommeliers for chocolate. I don't know, if you call it like a chocolatier or something.
Crazy. Yeah,
But they give you the finest of chocolates, and the concentrated stuff is just worth so much more money and, and potency and everything else, because it's dense and antioxidants and all the stuff that we justify eating chocolate for, but we're not getting that chocolate. So, you know, yeah, if I knew better, I'd do better, right?
So, exactly.
Answer your question, you know, that's the kind of stuff I'd hope I can start throwing in the smoothies and incorporating in my nutrition as I continue to study and be a student.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, so you know, we've got less than 2 minutes. I don't know if you know but the time. Okay. Did you have anything else that maybe I could offer advice from as somebody who's trying to find more information about this type of stuff?
Well, yeah, certainly. You know, I'm kind of throwing out some avenues to get connected to people. If you know any ways of getting people connected to us on Twitter, at Mr. Brian Gould, that want to, you know, maybe listen to our podcast, visit the blog. Tell me.
Have you connected with, like, you know, how there's different sections of Twitter or whatever. Have you connected with like fitness Twitter? Have you found those type of lists and stuff?
No, that's something I can do.
Yeah. Totally look into that. 'Cause you know, that a lot of people like bloggers, that's how they connect as far as I know.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll look into that. I hope you follow. I hope we can host again. This is episode 3. We'll get connected on the next one.
Awesome. Peace. All right. Bye-bye.